So let's begin. Take a breath with me. Put one hand over your heart, maybe one over the belly. Just come into a landing right here in your body. On the exhale, let yourself sink into the chair or the couch, wherever you are. And then breathing in, just feel your chest rising, the belly filling, top of the wave of the breast crests, and then you let it all go. Right? Remember our wave breath. So we're filling our belly. And it arches your back ever so slightly. You know, you don't have to go into a full-out wave here. Just feel the wave of your breath filling the belly. And then as it moves up, right, your back flattens just a little bit, and the breath moves up, and you exhale. Oh, I'd like you to open your eyes, actually, and look around your environment. You're in a meditative state, or we're getting into a meditative state, deepening our breathing. And look around in your environment for something beautiful. And it may surprise you. It just may be the way the light is falling on, you know, your dresser. Or it could be an object of beauty that you've placed in your environment because you love it so much. It has meaning to you. Let your gaze rest on it, like you're looking at it for the very first time. Really notice it. You know, does it have a texture or a luster? Are there grooves or is it smooth? Is it fluid or solid? Is it airy and light or is it dense and rich? Does it make a sound? Is it still? What's its character? What's its nature? Does it make you smile? Does it uplift you? Or does it bring you peace? Does it open you, fascinate you? Just get really curious with it. Qualities of beauty are too many to name, and hopefully we run out of words and descriptions. That's the point. Right? We want to be stunned by beauty. That's one of our favorite experiences. The sky right after the sun has set, when it's still throwing light up onto the clouds. That's stunning. You know, the view of the Milky Way is stunning. A flower in your garden or in a vase is so. Let your mind just be with the beauty. Notice that the mind likes it too. Even if you find yourself thinking about it, you can't help but drop into that space of, wow, this is really beautiful. I love this. So you can stay with that object if you like. If you want to go deeper with that and that feels right, do that. And the rest of you, go ahead and allow your gaze to shift and find something else. And it can be an object or it can be, you know, just an angle, right? It doesn't have to be the object itself. Like I'm noticing my desk here in my little studio, how the angle cuts the space. I'm noticing the space around my desk. You can notice the light reflecting off a window. And remember that soft gaze, that soft eye focus, it's a little bit blurry, just enjoy it. And you can even shift it back to a more precise kind of focused, wow, look at the green in that wood, and you actually are absorbed in the detail of it in a very clear fashion. Right? So you can enjoy and savor both kinds of viewing. We're talking about the visual sense now, where you can kind of blur your eyes and enjoy the whole space around and including the object. And you can also get very focused on it, very clear, very pinpoint, and enjoy that. And just notice how this practice makes your body feel. Make sure you're still breathing. As the second part of this practice is just noticing the quality of beauty of whatever you're gazing upon. And then just, you can reach out and touch it perhaps, or even just feel with your fingers, with your imagination is fine. You don't have to get up from where you are. Stay relaxed. So if it's out of your reach, just imagine with your fingertips touching this. Feel its coolness or its warmth or its silken smoothness or its rough texture, soft, glossy. And if there's a scent associated with it, even if it's not a fragrant flower or, you know, I have a burning candle here and a little glass lotus votive, and just gazing on that, I can get lost in that. And it's a beeswax candle, so it's not scented, but that smell of beeswax, I love. It's one of my favorite scents of candle is no scent, just beeswax candles. So if it had a fragrance, what would it be like? Is it earthy or sweet? Do you feel a freshness when you engage with this object of beauty? And that would make the scent on the breeze very fresh. Or the taste, maybe it's a seashell. You know, imagine the taste of the seashell, a little salt lingering on it. So bringing in all of your senses, if it's a seashell, you know, you're holding it up to your ear, you hear the ocean. Or maybe it's the sound of silence like my candle. Just slightly wavering, the flame is moving ever so slightly. So now we're going to breathe in and savor the quality of beauty from your chosen gaze, wherever that's taken you. So for the moment, keep your eyes open as you're literally breathing and soaking it in. Really drink it in through your breath. Say thank you to it. Feel the gratitude for this reflection of beauty in your life. And how it makes you feel. And in saying thank you to it, take a breath and just imagine that it's giving you its beauty. You're breathing it in. So with your deep conscious breathing in a slight wave motion, go ahead and breathe in the beauty as you say thank you to it. It gives to you. It says, here, you can have it. It's yours. You notice it. It must be within you. It's yours. So you breathe it in, saying thank you all the while, filling the belly. Fill your belly and your pelvis with this feeling of beauty. notice, it will start to wake up. It'll say, yeah, I like that. That is normal for the pelvis to feel that. It's healthy. It's healthy to carry the energy of beauty all the way in our root chakra, second chakra, our whole pelvis, our hips, down our legs and out our feet to earth. Right? It is healthy and normal. It's your birthright to walk in beauty. At any age, at any stage of life, it is your birthright. You breathe it in. You thank it. You're filling it. And now we're raising it up to our solar plexus. Ah, we need the nourishment of beauty. We need the nutrition from it. It's like, I want to remember what it feels like to feed myself with beauty. So bringing in that sense, go ahead and taste what it feels like in the mouth and down the throat into the stomach, the digestive organs. Drink in the beauty. Taste it as you breathe it in. Breathe it in through your mouth and nose. Feel it going across your tongue, down the palate, down the throat, to the stomach. And just say thank you. And it doesn't matter if you have any sense of flavor or not. It's fine. You don't have to conjure that up if it's not there. I'm just getting a sensation. I'm not getting a flavor at the moment. But I love the feeling of feeding myself the light from this lotus candle. And I feel it in my stomach as if I've taken a drink. And I'm saying thank you. Okay, now up in the heart. The heart knows beauty so well. The heart recognizes beauty. So still, we're eyes open, and we are drinking in the full-on beauty of whatever this is into our hearts. We're breathing it in. We're heart breathing. If you want to put both hands at the heart, you can. And breathe in and out, focusing as if there's a mouth and nose underneath your hands. You give it to yourself and say thank you. And now feel like you're giving back. Right? You're breathing it in, saying thank you so much. This feels so good in my heart. And then as you exhale, give back. And as you inhale, receive. And now you're giving and receiving this quality. You have it inside you too, and you're sharing it back and forth with your breath. Isn't that fun? I love that sensation. And then go ahead and close your eyes. And then we're going to take this up to the throat. And as you breathe, there's some mouth and nose at the throat now. You're aware of this level all the way through and behind you too, behind the back of the neck, in front of the neck, the whole throat. Let's relax our necks. Now let's be willing to receive even more beauty, to notice even more beauty. Now our eyes are closed now, and we are really just making a statement to ourselves, I am willing, I am ready to receive even more beauty. I am willing and I am ready to share even more beauty. I'm willing to take it in, I'm willing to rest in it, I'm willing to feed myself, I'm willing to share it. And just let it go, let it flow. It's not something you have to effort to do. The whole point is ease. Remember from the video, the ease? I chose that quality for a reason. So feel the ease of being willing to receive beauty. Just relax and let beauty have you. I am willing. I am ready to receive even more beauty. Now up to the face and head, your whole head, and with your eyes closed, I am willing, I am ready to see more beauty. I am willing, I am ready to hear more beauty. I am willing, I am ready to taste more beauty, to smell more beauty. And all the way to the tippy top of the crown, I am willing to receive the beauty of my own spirit through my whole body. Your body, heart, and mind is the bridge between heaven and earth. We are graced to walk on this beautiful earth, and we are a bridge between spirit and earth. So let's open up to the light of our spirit. Choose your light source, whatever resonates for you, the sun, the moon, the stars, whatever it is. Let's take a deep breath in and say thank you, and go ahead and receive the light through your body like a waterfall of light washing through you. Say yes to it joyfully. And just like a waterfall rinsing through your body, whatever you're ready to let go of right now, whatever is ready to go downstream, let's take a breath. Top of the breath, hold. Breathe in just a little more, a little more. Exhale and release with a big sigh. Ah, let it go, let it flow. Two more of those. Let's breathe in. Receive that light. Fill your body in the waterfall. Breathe in a little deeper, a little deeper. Top of the breath, and then exhale with a sigh. Let it go, let it flow, let it go downstream. And one more. All the way to the tippity top. Breathe in a little more, a little more. And exhale with a sigh. Wonderful.